Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. Today we're reading a triple verse, combined texts 20, 21, and 22. Or let's see what they are. Actually, 18, 19, and 20. Yeah, 18, 19, and 20. So 18's up there. We'll chant that together. Then I'll chant the other two verses. Then we'll go through the synonyms and translation together. Sa vai manaha Krishna padaravindayor vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanuvarnane Karau Harer Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakarachuta Sat Katodaye Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karahare Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakarachuta Satkato Daye Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karau Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakarachuta Satkato Daye Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karau Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Shakar Achyuta Sat Kasodaye Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Ramandira Marinadishu Shakarachita Satkato Daye Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Aya Mandira Marjanadisu Yatarachita Sadkato Daye Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunana Varnane Raya Mandira Marjanadishu Shutim Shakara Chuta Sat Kato Daye Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. Mandira Marjanadishu. Shutim Shakara Shutasakatode. Karaya Mandira Marjanadishu. Shutim Shakara Chutasat Kato Daye. Vaishnavis. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Chansi Vaikuntha Gunana Varnane. Yamajanadishu. Rashita Sadkato Daye. Vaimana Vidara Vindayar. Sansi Vaikuntha Gunana Varnane. Arya Mandira Marjanadishu. Shutim Shakara Chita Sakato Daye. So I'll read the next two verses. Are we going to put those up? Okay, yeah. Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane Drishau Tad Britya Gatra Sparshan Angasangamam Gri Grana Chatat Pada Saroja Sarabe Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite Padau Harir Chetra Padanusarpane Shiro Hishikesha Pada Abhivandane Kamam Chadasye Natu Kama Kamyaya Yat Uttama Shloka Janashraya Ratihi. Synonyms. Saha He Maharaj Ambarish. Vai Indeed Manaha His mind. Krishna Pada Aravindayaho, fixed upon the two lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Vachamsi, his words. Vaikuntha Guna Anuvarnane, describing the glories of Krishna. Karau, his two hands. Hare Mandira Marjanadishu. In activities like cleansing the temple of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrutim, his ear. Chakara, engaged. Achyuta, of or about Krishna, who never falls down. Satkata Udaye, in hearing the transcendental narrations. Mukunda Linga Alaya Darshane, in seeing the deity and temples and holy dhams of Mukunda. Drishau, his two eyes. Tadbritya, of the servants of Krishna. Gatra Sparshe, in touching the bodies. Anga Sangamam, contact of his body. Granam Cha, in his sense of smell. Tatpada, of his lotus feet. Saroja, of the lotus flower. Saurabhe, in smelling the fragrance. Srimat Tulasyaha, of the tulasi leaves. Rasana, his tongue. Tadarpite, in the prasad offered to the Lord. Pado, his two legs. Hare, of the personality of Godhead. Chaitra, holy places like the temple or Vrindavan and Dwarka. Pada Anusarpane, walking to those places. Shiraha, the head. Rishikesha, of Krishna, the master of the senses. Pada Abhivandane, in offering obeisances to the lotus feet. Kamam Cha, and his desires. Dasye, in being engaged as a servant. Na, not. Tu, indeed. Kama Kamyaya, with a desire for sense gratification. Yata, as. Uttama Shloka Jana Ashraya. If one takes shelter of a devotee such as Prahlad. Ratahi, attachment. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, his words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples, and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulasi offered to the Lord. And he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasad. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, Text 1, the Lord recommends Maya Sakta Mana Parta Yogam Yunjad Madashrayaha. This indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not possible, however, to train oneself without guidance from the spiritual master. Thus, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, the first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental service to the Lord. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Ashamshayam samagram mam yatagyas yasi tachranu. In other words, if one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in completeness, one must follow the prescription given by Krishna by following in the footsteps of Maharaj Ambarish. It is said, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakta Uchate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, who is called Rishikesh or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses, Achyuta Sat Kato Daye, Rishikesha Pada Abhivandane. The words Achyuta and Rishikesh are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also Krishna Katha, because everything described in the Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. Om Gyan Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So these are some of the most famous and most quoted verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And as Srila Prabhupada is indicating in his purport, it's a guide to the practice of devotional service and becoming Krishna conscious. Here we're learning how to engage the mind and the senses in Krishna's service. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, we learn that there are 10 senses grouped around the mind. There are the pancha gyanendriyas, the 5 knowledge acquiring senses. Those are sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. Those are the 5 knowledge acquiring senses. And then there are the pancha karmendriyas, the 5 working senses. You know, the arms, the legs that we use for walking, the voice that we use for speaking, and then the organs of evacuation and reproduction. So, all of these senses are grouped around the mind. You know, we may recall the story of the city of 9 gates earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where King Paranjana, he enters this strange city, and in it he sees a beautiful young girl of marriageable age in a park. But he notices along with her there's this big bodyguard and 10 assistants. So when we pursue the analogy as it's explained in that part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we learn that this big bodyguard is the mind, and the 10 assistants are the 10 senses that we're just mentioning. And King Paranjana, he corresponds to the soul that's entering the city of nine gates, the material body with its two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, mouth, and other openings for evacuation and reproduction. So when the soul enters the city of nine gates, it becomes associated with the mind and the 10 senses. And the fate of the soul depends upon how it deals with the mind and the 10 senses. If the mind and the 10 senses are engaged in the activities of material sense gratification, then the soul remains entangled in the cycle of birth, death, old age, disease, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam, Lord Krishna explains. So that is the position of the soul in material consciousness. This universe is actually manifested by Krishna for two purposes. One purpose is to provide a field of activities for souls that are not fit to exist in the spiritual world. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakari Nikatasha Mayatari Japati Adari. If the soul has turned away from Krishna somehow or other, then why Bhogavanchakari? Because it wants to enjoy separately from Krishna, apart from Krishna. It wants to enjoy independently from the Supreme Lord. Then Maya is there to manifest a world for that soul to pursue its desires, Bhogavanchakari, its desires to enjoy itself separately from Krishna. But there's a price to be paid for this, and that is the material miseries and the cycle of birth and death. It's not the natural position of the soul. I mean, recently, you know, I went to India. I was in the Calcutta airport. And it's a brand new airport, you know, with big international terminal with high ceilings and walls made of glass. But I saw there was one bird inside the terminal. It's actually a crow, a raven. And this raven was just flying back and forth, you know, in the international terminal, looking out at the other crows that were. So I could understand that this bird, this crow's in a dangerous position. He's never going to be happy, never going to be satisfied unless somehow or other he gets out of that airport, because it's not his natural position where he's meant to be. It's going to be an anxiety and suffering until he gets where he belongs, or like the fish out of water example. So one purpose of this universe is to give the soul a field of activity where it can attempt to enjoy self separately from Krishna, but it's also a place like a reform school or something. That opportunity is also there. Krishna is constantly trying to give the conditioned souls opportunities to use their mind and senses in a proper way. So the very first instruction, Savai Mana Krishna Padar Vindayo, somehow or other one has to fix the mind on Krishna. And if one does that, then it's easier to engage all of the knowledge acquiring and working senses in Krishna's service. Krishna also explains that in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava mad bhakto, just focus the mind on me, think of me, and become my devotee, engage in the activities of devotional service. So here we're getting, in these verses, a classic example of how to engage the mind and the senses. You know, the body is made of senses. So how to... So how to engage the senses in Krishna's service. Now there's tremendous competition for the attention of the mind and senses in this world. We're learning... First of all, engage the mind in thinking of Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's instructions, so many things. But there is so much subject matter for the mind. You know, the mind is being attracted to think about so many things other than the lotus feet of the Lord. So part of the practice of bhakti yoga, as Krishna explains to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, is to keep bringing the mind back wherever it may wander, and it does wander. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, Arjuna states, the mind is always wandering. It's very fickle. It's very strong. It goes here. It goes there. And Krishna tells Arjuna, yes, that's true, but wherever it goes, bring it back to me somehow or other. So this is a lifelong practice. We have to learn how to observe the mind, where it's going, what it's doing. And if it wanders away from Krishna consciousness, we have to learn how to bring it back. And that is a big part of the practice, the continuing practice of devotional service. And then there are the senses. As I explained, there are working senses. He engaged his words in describing the glories of the Lord. So the tendency to speak, to utter words, is there. And we see there is a tendency to utter words not in relationship to the Lord and the Lord's devotional service. So controlling this urge to speak, you know, as we learn in the Nectar of Instruction, the Upadeshamrita, you know, it's necessary to learn to control the urge to speak. There are different kinds of prajalpa, or speech that is not related to Krishna. So learning to control this urge to speak is part of the ongoing discipline of bhakti yoga. you know, just like we see people who engage in hatha yoga, you know, they have to engage in some discipline, you know, to learn how to stretch the muscles and take some discipline. It's not easy. Neither is it necessarily also easy to become advanced in devotional service. It requires controlling the mind, controlling the various senses. He engaged his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple. That means our working senses have to be engaged in activities of devotional service. Of course, there's so many other activities competing for the engagement of the senses. He engaged his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. So they said there's so much competition for the ears. There's so many kinds of sound vibration being emitted in the world, on radio, television, the internet, among people that we meet. So there's so much competition for the attention of the ears. So it requires some discipline to be able to control the sense of hearing, to as much as possible be engaged in hearing the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, hearing the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or words about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or sounds and words related to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sometimes that may mean giving attention to sounds and words that aren't directly Krishna conscious, you could say. I mean, in other words, sometimes in performing devotional service, one may have to very carefully read a contract, a business contract that one is being asked to sign. It's nothing. It's not like reading Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Chaitanya Charitamrita, but you know, one has to pay attention to the terms of the contract, and one may be speaking with the person you're making the contract with, whether it's to print books or to purchase a building or some other service, a car, and you may have to listen to things that on the surface aren't apparently directly Krishna conscious. But if it's related to Krishna's service, then that's part of devotional service. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temples, and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada has arranged the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in such a way that we are given a lot of facility for engaging our sense of sight in this way and other senses, as is being mentioned here. The deity is there, these wonderful paintings, windows on the spiritual world are there, the temple is here, the sacred places. Srila Prabhupada has made arrangements and given facilities so that the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness can visit, you know, the sacred places like Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur, and so on. So in this way, we're learning in these verses how to engage all the working senses and knowledge-acquiring senses in Krishna's service. And they're all kind of grouped around the mind. And the mind kind of integrates all the inputs from the senses, like some multimedia software will engage visual imagery and sound imagery and put it all together. And one thing, actually, it's kind of a mystery to science how we're able to get a unified picture of the world with sound and sight and smell and everything all integrated in a unified package. They don't understand how that happens, but through super soul and the mind, it's happening. So if we are able to follow the example of Maharaj Ambarish and engage the mind and the knowledge acquiring and working senses in the way described here, then we make progress on the path of going back home, back to Godhead. But if we allow the mind and the senses to be otherwise engaged, then that could either slow our progress on the path back home, back to Godhead, or in unfortunate cases, cause us to become completely deviated from that path and go in the opposite direction. Of course, once one has taken up the path of devotional service, even if one falls down, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, then you get another birth, another chance to make progress on the path. But that is not something we should take advantage of. You know, knowledge, well, if I deviate from the path, then I'll get another chance. Yes, it's true, get another chance, but better to make as much progress as possible in the current life by controlling the senses, engaging them in Krishna's service, as indicated here. So I'll stop there. I've gone a little bit over time, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.